Everyone get out your blue book this morning and turn to number 64. Number 64.
Be the tune of the great and good night. this morning. Thankful to be here with you again at Fairview Memorial. I want to welcome all of you to the service today. Thankful for every member of the church that's here this morning. And on behalf of the church, I want to express our thankfulness for all the visitors that are here today. We're very thankful to have you with us. And I hope and pray that we will be able to make you feel welcome here among us. I have several things that I want to announce and have some requests that I would like to make. And we do need to go to the Lord in prayer. And perhaps you have some things that you would like to mention before we pray. So this is something that actually that Brother Bandy had given me last week, and I forgot to announce it. The offering that we had taken up to help the church in Jamaica had been announced before, but there were contributions that were made to it afterwards. And so the last amount was $3,927 that has been taken up to help the church there in Jamaica due to the fire that they had. So God bless you, and I'm sure that that will be very helpful to them there. Sister Donna also asked me to announce that the Women's Bible Study Group will not be meeting tomorrow, but we'll resume the meetings on Monday, September 8th. So please remember that. I want to ask today a special prayer for Sister Connie Larkey, who is a member of Bethel Missionary Baptist Church in Indianapolis. Our daughter-in-law, Brittany, Connie is her aunt, her Brittany's mother's sister. And Connie is about, she's in her middle 40s, I believe about 45 years old, and she has already had a bout with breast cancer and has already been through surgery and has already been through treatments several years ago, and has just been diagnosed with it again. And they said that the only thing they had been able to tell her at this time was that it's not a reoccurrence, that she has a new type of cancer. And she's just, her and her family are very distraught, and so I told them that I would ask the church here to remember them in your prayers. Want to continue to remember Sister Reba Duvall in our prayers. She hadn't been able yet to begin her treatments, and so we want to pray for her today. In that way, I want to ask that we remember Sister Sue Howard's family with the loss of her father. Remember Brother Mark Cottle's family with the loss of his grandmother. Let's pray for these families today in their time of grief. Wanted to announce, too, that the women's conference that's held at Victory, Missionary Baptist Church in Hendersonville, Tennessee, will meet again this year on September 20th. And if any of you ladies here from the church would be interested in attending that, then you can see my wife, and she will get you an application for that. So most of all today, let's remember the lost as we look to the Lord in prayer. And I want to ask make a special request today that you remember the lost in your prayers here this morning, and pray for me as I bring the message today. I believe that's all that I have. You may have something on your heart that you'd like to mention before we pray. anything on your heart.